The federal government is scheduled to launch a new satellite later this month that will improve forecasts. JPSS-1 is a polar orbiting satellite that tracks dozens of things like temperature, moisture, snow cover, and even wildfires. Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment is eagerly awaiting the images and data from the new satellite. He says it will orbit pole to pole, crossing the equator 14 times each day.
And that provides, at any given location, at least two snapshots per day of what's going on in the atmosphere at that location.
And why is that important, especially for the far north?
Many people are familiar with seeing satellite images, say, of hurricanes. We saw that a lot this summer. And those come from geostationary satellites. So they're orbiting at 22,500 miles above the equator, and they circle the Earth at the same rate as the Earth rotates. But they have to be over the equator. And so here at Alaska, Arctic latitudes, and we're talking, say, from 55 degrees up to, say, 72 degrees up at the North Slope, we're out of the range of those satellites. Maybe in southeast, they're caught just a little bit. But north of 60 degrees, which is mainland Alaska, we're not in that. So we rely on other satellite imageries, some that are in what are called geosynchronous orbit, and some other satellites that don't catch us as frequently and where we're at an oblique angle. So having something that rotates a couple times a day that's going to get us higher resolution information is very important for forecast modeling and environmental modeling.
So this isn't just about forecasts. How do satellites actually help inform policy?
Since the first weather satellite was launched in 1966, we actually use that as a benchmark for monitoring, whether it's, say, for hurricanes, whether it's for sea ice, whether it's for ozone, you know, all these things that we assume we have this long, robust record for. Before the satellite era, in many cases, it was very fragmented. You know, we have records of coastal sea ice going back a long way. We have records of, you know, hurricanes striking the lower 48 a long time ago. But we don't really have this kind of uniform distribution across space until we have satellites. And so a lot of the decisions that we make from a public policy standpoint that involve environmental and earth science data, really, we start with the satellite era. And as we get better and better satellite imagery, we have more information to make good public policy decisions on.
Are you looking forward to seeing these first images?
It's kind of like being, you know, a kid in the candy store. There's all kinds of really fascinating information that you can see from these. So from the first generation satellite that's out there, there's really... In events like where we have a strong northerly cold outbreak, you can see silt blowing off of glaciers. You can see ash being blown off of volcanoes, previously deposited ash. So there's always something new and fascinating that you've never seen before when there's a new generation satellite that's launched.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.